building you into the medical knowledge you desire, you need. You may not know you need it, but you need it. Take it from me. I'm Doug Steffen. You need this information. You want this information. You have to have this information. So let us spend the next hour pledging ourselves to our own health and well-being, because that's your responsibility. If you'd like to have a podcast of Good Day Health, go to blogtalkradio.com/Good Day Health. That's simple. You can get the podcast from iTunes or everywhere podcasts are available. Search for the Good Day Health moniker. I guess that's a good word, Jack, right? Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, who is a Anuka chiropractor. He knows from whence he speaks. Mm. He and his wife have a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous podcast series. Every week or two, they come out with something new. This week, the latest entitled Eat It or Take It. Eat It or Take It. Eat it out or take it out. But that's probably not, it's not a play on that, is it?
Well, we talk about one of the all-time great superfoods, liver. And when you consider the nutrients.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm telling you my liver story right now.
Uh-oh, liver, here we go.
Is the most obnoxious product to come out of a cow. The liver, and some people eat chicken liver, and but it's very healthy. I do know that. Well, I remember when I was a kid, my mother used to make us liver and onions and stuff about once a month. And my sister, unbeknownst to my mother, who didn't usually stick around while we were having dinner, she'd cook it and then go off and do some things. My sister used to put it in the drawer, the middle drawer of the I have that old table. She opened up the drawer. The telephone book was in there. And she'd stick her liver in there. Oh, my God. It was. I don't remember what I did with mine, but I didn't eat much of it, I'll tell you
well,
that.
Well, when did your mother finally catch on?
I think that just when the smell sort of started.
Well, I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. When you consider the nutrient density of a loaf of white bread or lettuce or even a salad, the nutrient density compared to the nutrient density of liver. Mm-hmm. You don't need a whole lot, just a few ounces, and what it will provide your body with. Remember, in any mammal, whether it's a human being, a cow, a sheep, whatever, the nutritional density of the organs far surpasses the nutrient density of muscles, which is why the wild predators of Africa or the forests, the cats, the big cats, when they bring down a kill, they don't sit there and eat the animal. They eat the heart, they eat the brain, they eat the liver, they eat the lungs, they eat the kidney, they eat the adrenals, and they leave everything else, including the skeletal meat, the roasts, the chops, the fillet, the steaks, to the scavengers. They leave it to the baboons. They leave it to the hyenas. They leave it to the vultures because there is hardly any nutrition left once the organs are gone. And our ancestors knew this. They knew if you had heart problems, you ate a heart. If you had liver problems, you'd eat liver. If you had kidney problems, you'd start eating kidney. And so this podcast, Eat It or Take It, there are those who know how to prepare organ meat so that it's not as yucky as you're talking about. Yeah. Or you take it in a whole food concentrate supplement form. And that's why we're featuring Livaplex, which has... And when you look at liver, what do you got vitamin A in its raw form. You got vitamin B12 in a tremendous amount. You got CoQ10 in a tremendous amount for the heart. And the list goes on and on. Folate and several other things that are present that are absolutely the densest nutrition on the planet for human intake.
Thank you very much.
Well, that's what most people do. There's
something that applies to the liver that begins with an M. And why am I not remembering? I'll have to go look in my chest where I have all of my supplements, because there's not only we have the LiveCo thing from Standard Process, but there's something else as well. I just think you need, especially with the foods that we have today, the things that we're exposed to, we need to keep our organs really at tip-top shape. The liver, the kidneys, the spleen.
Absolutely.
And I know that you put me on Standard Process has a spleen capsule.
Yes.
That I take every
day. For the immune system, you bet.
Yeah, right. Well, but we're back to earlier, we were talking about where listeria comes from and salmonella and E. coli. This is a frequent topic for me and in my food news and here on Good Day Health because it is one of those things that's not really well understood. It does point out, however, how easy it is with a strong immune system to avoid the problems that you would get from bacteria like salmonella, E. coli, listeria in food, lettuce, all of the foods now, because the stuff is so much a part of where some of the stuff is grown, it goes right into the leaf. It doesn't grow on it. It grows into it. So you can't get it out unless you're eating organic food.
That's the big push for organic. Anytime you have mass production of our commercial foods with people who aren't quite as hygienically oriented as they should be, yeah, you're going to end up with contamination. You know, listeria does not normally grow on lettuce. E. coli does not normally grow on strawberries. Yet you do some sampling of these particular fruits or vegetables, you're going to find some of this dangerous bacteria because the people who were handling it in the mass production, either the harvesting or the packaging or transport, whatever, are going to contaminate these foods to some degree. But you're not going to find that with organic fruits and vegetables.
No,
or
not
at least
all.
to a much lesser degree.
Right. Okay. So the liver is the focus of the podcast, Eat It or Take It, and that significance is you either eat it as liver or you take the capsules, and that's what the forbidden doctor within you will understand when you listen to the podcast or any of the hundreds of podcasts. There are tens of thousands of people every week that are downloading this podcast. Join them, and if you don't, it's at your expense. Frankly, I say that. Well, it is. If you don't listen and learn.
It's free information.
Yeah, it is. Free. And so a lot of the other things you find at Forbidden Doctor. You can take the symptom survey, which is free to you. You'll find out what's going on in your body when you answer a bunch of questions. It does take you some time. About, 20 minutes? Do I remember?
Yeah, it's lengthy. It's lengthy, but it's very concise.
Well, it's worth it.
Yeah.
For heaven's sakes, it's worth it. So do either the ageless thyroid product that you have at ForbiddenDoctor.com or the long life energy enzymes at ForbiddenDoctor.com, do they help with the health of the liver and the spleen and the organs that we're talking about protecting the kidney?
Yes. Yes, because the ageless thyroid has desiccated hormone glands in it. And the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the thyroid, the adrenal, and contained in those things are something that are known as protomorphogens, not in a concentrated form, but in a raw form. And the protomorphogens are the aspects, the local growth factors of a particular organ that stimulates better growth of the adrenal, better growth of the liver, better growth of the thyroid, of the major organs. That's what these things do. The ageless thyroid addresses what we call the HPA axis. More people are learning about that all the time. In that this is where our emotional home plate is. So no matter whether we're dealing with stressful situations, emotional situations, whatever else, the important thing is that we want to make sure that we're standing on home plate emotionally when we have to deal with stress and the other kinds of problems, and that's what the ageless thyroid is designed to do. The long life energy enzymes is to reinforce the strength of the pancreas. The pancreas has to digest proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, but it also is the home plate for insulin production and the ability of the body to handle sugar. And with the average diet of the American today, they have entirely too much sugar. What they have for breakfast, mid-morning, lunch, mid-afternoon, dinner, there's a constant flow of sugar through the system, and we get pancreatic burnout. And that's why we have this explosion of obesity. That's why we have this explosion of type 2 diabetes, simply because the pancreas cannot keep up with the workload we're giving it, and that's why we developed the long-life energy enzymes.
So these enzymes help destroy cancerous tissue, but not human tissue. That's one of the things you can read about in the Forbidden Doctor. And if you want to take advantage of what Jack is suggesting here, these are on the market. You go to ForbiddenDoctor.com for either the long-life energy enzymes or the ageless thyroid. And if you mention my name when you're ordering it, you get 10% off. Not a bad deal.
Yep.
At ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, well, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, so you're a liver story. What do you have? You have a story.
Well, it's just that I had a bad kidney stone about 4 years ago, and they had to do a CT scan to make sure the stent was being placed correctly. And the report came back, and they said, hey, you better check into your pancreas here because it's atrophic. And the medical
what does that
term,
mean,
it just means it's
mean?
Wasting. It means it's wasting away. We can't tell where the pancreas
atrophy.
Begins and where it ends. Yeah, that's the root of atrophy.
Uh-huh.
And so, holy smoke! So I went on a search to find something that would support it, and I couldn't find what I was looking for on the internet or health food stores or anywhere else. So Mary and I made one. We
really?
Had to make the product, and that's where it came from. And the last scan I had. Last December, Christmas time last year, said it's a little smaller relative to the rest of the organs than, you know, otherwise might normally be, but it's just fine. Your pancreas looks just fine.
Right.
So that's what it did. It went from no definable borders to a clear border, and I feel really good about it, and I'm happy with it. And so we had to mass produce this stuff because there's a lot of other people who are having problems handling sugar.
Yep.
Handling digestion, you know, the gas, the bloating, the indigestion, all the stuff. Yeah. That's why we created the super product.
All right, get it out. Get it out. Thank you, Dick. Check it out and then get it out.
Then get it out.
At ForbiddenDoctor.com. Doug Steffen, Dr. Jack Stockwell, continuing with more medical news and your questions in just a matter of moments here.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack
ow,
of the ow. Angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Ow. Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
What's on today's itinerary for the Jones family? Taking care of their back-to-school list.
Laptop setup?
Yep.
Flash drives?
Yep.
That's Dad taking care of business. But who takes care of Dad? Office Depot Office Max. This week only, all HP PCs are on sale. Save $240 when you buy an HP laptop with Intel Core i7 for just $459. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Hurry, ends 8/12.
Hey, I'm Brant. Just read this news item about the two things that are stressing Americans out the most. Thought this was interesting. They say we're losing a record amount of sleep because of these two things. Number one, healthcare expenses. And the second thing, saving for retirement. The two biggest stressors. But what's remarkable? You can make a phone call right now and actually take action on both of these at once. Just call MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses, and it works beautifully. They've shared over $1 billion in healthcare expenses since 1993. Most members save about $500 a month compared to other healthcare plans. Imagine having a great healthcare plan and adding $500 for your retirement every month. One call, two less things to stress about, and that can help you sleep better at night. Here's the number. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. Call 844-91-BIBLE.
Doctor Time continuing. Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a NUCA board certified chiropractor in Salt Lake City, certified GAPS practitioner. He knows your gut, knows what it needs. He's a good technologist. He's just certified in all kinds of important things. And we'll take your questions, send them to Doug at DougStephan.com, or you can send them to me at DougStephan on Twitter if you'd like. Questions coming up there. is an underscore. We're talking about, we always talk about what you eat because that's an important part. Whatever you put in your body, the old expression, you are what you eat. So the story is about the Mediterranean diet. It's a simple plant-based cooking. Fish, red wine are part of it. How often do you have something that would be considered a good meal that's like a Mediterranean diet, which, by the way, is supposed to help you stay away from Alzheimer's? That's
Well, it is. It's one of the good diets because it has really good fats. It's based primarily on, like you said, the vegetables of the Mediterranean area. Yep. Vegetables you don't get in Northern Europe or you get in North America. It's more of the Mediterranean area. Yep. And it has a lot of fish, and it has, I know they eat goat. I've never had goat, but some fish and some goat, but a lot of vegetables and a lot of fruit that grow in that area, and whole grains, a lot of which have been fermented.
Yep.
And when you ferment grains, they're much easier to digest.
Well, that's a good glass of beer sometimes is good for you, because that's really what that is.
Well, especially if it's the type that is still loaded with minerals and enzymes and vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't think of beer in that way.
No.
But whenever we're dealing when we're dealing with a new mother who wants to nurse her baby and she's not producing enough milk, we'll use the herb fenugreek.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't do the job, then I usually suggest that they have at least one bottle a day of a good dark German beer. Because there's the enzymes and the vitamins and the nutrients in that will just turn her into a Jersey cow, if I can use that kind of terminology, and produce all the milk that she wants. And but the American beers, oh my goodness, they're dangerous. I mean, just one glass is dangerous.
So I wonder if we could mix Super Beets with beer. You know, that's where my mind just went as I was listening to you. You know, the girls tease me all the time about mixing Super Beets with chocolate milk, and I put it in with this. I mean, I'm really pretty creative with how I take it. And so I just am thinking out loud about a beer. You can mix it with almost anything, or you can take the Neo 40 capsule. Super Beets is the vegetable. This is a non-GMO product that's grown organically. They cook it, and then they have this sort of this is a light dried process, so the dietary nitrates are protected. You'll get the nitrates into your system. The nitrates operate by opening up your arteries so the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to every important part of your body. That's why Jack likes it, because it's a food. That's all this is. There's nothing, zero. It absolutely is as pure as could be, because there's nothing in it except the beets themselves. They're powdered.
Well, That's you couldn't be more correct. And there are some vegetables that are much more nutritious than other kinds of vegetables.
Right.
And beets are one of the preeminent sources of this kind of nutrition.
Healthy blood flow, that's what it's all about. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order of Super Beets. Take Dr. Ken's advice, Dr. Jack's advice, my advice, everybody that I'm around, I talk to about this to the point of, come on, this can't be that good. It really is. Go to DougLikesBeets.com and order it there. DougLikesBeets.com. Yep, DougLikesBeets.com, all one word. Order Super Beets, get free shipping as well. Or call them if you'd prefer, 800-655-4183.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing.
All right, man. 7 ballparks in 7 days. Here we go.
I've got my maps.
You don't need them.
Huh?
I got a nav system. See, you could even pinch to zoom. Look at it.
And with available Sync 3 and voice-activated navigation, Ford Fusion has the tech to get you there and back.
Okay, you're holding that map upside down, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I thought Indiana looked, strange.
Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on select Fusion, Escape, Edge, and Explorer models. Plus, get $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends August 22nd. Best-selling based on current year 2016 sales. Don't drive while distracted. Use voice-operated systems when possible. Don't use handheld devices while driving. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, well, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
From surgery to manufacturing, there's a robot today that can do almost any job. So it was only a matter of time until someone invented a robot that can mow your lawn. Introducing the Husqvarna 450X electric auto mower. What about trees, plants, or even toys left on the grass? No problem, says Husqvarna's Steve Ulia.
We call them bump sensors. So if something was to be mistakenly left in the yard, it would bump into it. It would realize it bumped into something, and it would just turn and head off in a different direction. And with the 450X, because it has a 2-speed motors in them, before it makes contact, it'll actually slow down before it makes contact, just to kind of save on the bump sensors and not to scratch the machine, that kind of stuff.
Find out more at Husqvarna.com. That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Brought to you by Asus.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, 34 after the hour, it's Good Day Health Time. And as I would like to remind you with every one of the things that are available from my wheelhouse, the program that you're listening to, Good Day Health, is a podcast. And you can get it by going to blogtalkradio.com/DJV show. They get on iTunes as well. Anywhere there's a podcast, help yourself. It's here. So there's a podcast within a podcast. We're promoting Dr. Ken's Forbidden Doctor podcast, and he, on his Forbidden Doctor site, has these, if they're, well, what we're doing, I think, Kara, is embedding, and we just put a link, and give it to Jack and everybody else that participates with us, and they put it up on their site, and they can just click on it and go to whatever the latest conversation
is. We don't yet, but most people with social media, they'll have links on Twitter that you can click on that will go straight to the podcast.
All right, there we are. That's enough technical information to last me for a while here. The fact that Americans are consuming less soda pop than they used to. Matter of fact, last year, Jack, it fell to a 31-year low, the use of this kind of beverage. You know, you go into the supermarket and you go to the middle of the store, and that's where you find all this soda because it's so profitable, and people are used to finding it very easily and quickly. But because people are getting the message from people like you about how higher calorie products, sugary sodas, fruit, vegetables, fruit beverages, that sort of thing, are not good for you because there's so much sugar in them. I'm trying to stay away from them. I don't know whether you drink some of the enhanced waters, the bottled water and that sort of thing. How much? I'm trying to remember what you and Mary drink.
Well, we drink a lot of kombucha.
Oh, my God, that stuff's awful.
Oh, no, you can get used to it. You know, it takes a little while.
Yes, you can get
but
used
it's not,
to drinking
you know, it's not
seaweed
that
water, too.
No, it's not that bad, really. You know, even our son, our 17-year-old son, is not bringing home a lot of the sugared drinks he has in the past.
Good.
He is drinking kombucha. It's a little more expensive, but it's extremely healthy. Yeah. The probiotics that's in that stuff.
I'd just rather buy you the probiotic. Meredith drinks it, and it's to each his own. Everybody's got different taste buds. You know, I say that because I've grown up. I didn't really grow up on that much sugar, although I've always eaten a lot of ice cream. And we had a penny candy store that I used to go to when I worked on the farm. I'd get paid $10 a week, and I'd go up to the candy store on my bicycle, and I'd get – and I think that's maybe where I got sort of hooked on sugar, although they say it's in your DNA. Whatever the sugar quotient is that you want. Yes, no, you don't buy that?
No, I don't buy that.
Then how do you get it?
So, well, you get hooked on it. The sugar receptor sites in your brain are right there where the cocaine receptor sites, the marijuana receptor sites, the pleasure circuitry of the brain, and sugar just lights it up.
Yep, there you go. So what I have done in terms of the sugar stuff, I'm trying to mute it somehow, in a way that makes some sense and not get off of it all the time. But I do buy little pieces of fudge here and there and things that, you know, you succumb to this, but at your own peril. It really is.
Well, the more sugar you eat, the more you foster the growth of bacteria in the gut that live on sugar. Right. And the byproduct of this bacteria is what's deleterious to your health. It's so much more the condition of the microbiome that exists inside the gut than it is any DNA thing.
All right. So it's not DNA. It's just
no.
What you do.
It's the bacteria that you have this symbiotic relationship with.
Maybe I'll underscore that. My daughter is teaching her son not to like sugar and sweets and that sort of thing. They've been feeding him regular vegetables since he was just a little child. He doesn't know any better. He doesn't know the difference. You know, once in a while we give him a little ice cream. I was the first one to give him some, and I caught it from my daughter after she...
Well, I bet.
But, you know, there is the thing about bringing people into the world and bringing them into the exposure of having things, and he thinks that vegetables are good. So, that's what, until he goes to school.
Well, vegetables are good. I hope she's very selective in what she gives him. You know, for a lot of kids, the only vegetables they ever see are peas or carrots or some sugar.
No, there's a Brussels sprout.
Brussels sprouts. Mm. Brussels sprouts and kale aren't the most delicious ones out there. But like the beets, there are studies that show regular intake of kale in some form or another, or Brussels sprouts, have a tremendous anti-breast cancer effect for women.
Really?
Yeah, that's why Standard Process put it in a pill. Just those two things, kale and Brussels sprouts.
Ah, all right. You have to send some of those along. The poison control centers in our country are being exposed to tremendous increases in calls, 50% increase in calls in regard to supplements. And I'm trying to figure this out. You're the man to go to when it comes to this because of what you produce on your own for the Forbidden Doctor and because of what you recommend from Standard Process, which is a company that bases all of its supplements on real food. I've been taking supplements for 50 years. Now, the report comes that the calls to poison control centers because of exposure to supplements increased 50% last year. The majority of the calls related to incidents affecting children under the age of 6. So we're not supposed to give supplements to kids under 6 anyway.
The majority, well, we do. We recommend it in the sense of something that's called chewable Catalan. But it's all food-based. Not all supplements are the same. Well, now, I take that back. About 99% of the supplements out there in the marketplace are simply synthetic.
Yes.
They're made in a laboratory. They're a bunch of chemicals that have been jammed together that the FDA allows you to call it vitamins, allows you to call it supplements.
Right.
And when you overdo this stuff, you are going to have some problems because it's poisonous to the body.
There's also a misnomer here, and people put all of these things into the same system, which isn't fair. You think about vitamins and minerals and herbs and botanicals and amino acids and homeopathic agents and concentrates and extracts and metabolites and all of these things. The ingredients need to be pure and not synthetic, as Jack suggested. If you're taking synthetic stuff, you're going to have the rapid heart rate, the vomiting, the dizziness, the nausea,
absolutely,
the irritability. If you're taking real food, that kind of
affects your all.
Right.
Read the label. What do you see on the label of Super Beets?
See, Jack, this is what's so disingenuous about this. So this is an attack on the supplement business because the FDA is in the pocket of the big drug companies.
Amen.
And so as much as they can discredit these people, they do it. They're happy. 34 people died from exposure to dietary supplements during the last year. Bourgeois. They say
over 250,000 people died last year from prescriptive drugs that were so-called properly prescribed.
Right.
250,000.
Yeah.
Well, the worse your chances, the better.
Yeah. It's just these reports, the reason I bring it up is not to underscore the report, but to underscore the fallaciousness. It's sort of like the continuing conversation about climate change and global warming and the misinformation that comes from people who have a pejorative position to gain.
Yeah.
There are problems with climate change, no question. Global warming, absolutely. But where is it coming from? So the same sort of thinking applies when it comes to supplements. Supplementation by in and of itself is not bad. It's how it's used and where you get them. That's it. It's not about supplements in the main. It's about where they come from. And if you're getting the stuff from – how many times do you have to say this? I probably should just drop it because I've become redundant. But.
No. This is a very important point to make, and this is why the label is so important. Mm-hmm. If you see a bunch of chemical names, throw the stuff away. If you see foods listed, various organs, carrot powder, pea vine juice, beets – things like that, then you know the supplement is a food concentrate. And there's a big difference between concentrated foods and laboratory chemicals.
Right. Amen to that, brother. All right. So we have the story of a beer that improves your gut health. Jack's going to like this because he's all about your gut. And he doesn't mind a good beer here and there. We'll talk about that in a moment.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Hurricane season is just gearing up.
The first thing to understand about a hurricane is that these storms will happen. If you live in a state from Texas to Maine along the coastline, you're vulnerable to a hurricane. You have to ask yourself, how can I recover faster? Now, insurance will be there. It'll help families and businesses recover. But if you're able to spend the time to prepare and plan and make yourself more resilient, you'll be in a better place. In fact, studies show that for every dollar spent, you'll save $4 on recovery.
More at iii.org.
Studies show you remember notes in blue over black ink.
And if that pen breaks,
OxyClean to the rescue. OxyClean versatile stain remover uses the power of oxygen to lift tough stains out.
And some tricks to get kids to eat veggies.
Hidden Valley Simply Ranch, no artificial preservatives, flavors, or colors, makes a great snack dip for veggies, chicken fingers, and more.
For playground scrapes, update that medicine cabinet.
I like Boron's Calendula Cream because it's homeopathic, economic, and it tackles cuts, scrapes, and other skin woes.
I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health. They focus on gum disease and how it is now, according to researchers, tied to a serious risk of cancer in older women. If you don't take care of your gums, and that means your teeth, you will have nothing but trouble. This was a study of 65,000 women, average age 68. This is a big health study gathering information on periodontal disease, reports that lasted for the past actually 8 years. And in this, the 6,500 women experienced 7,000 cases of cancer that were directly attributable to gum disease. And the studies control for race and age, family history of cancer, smoking, all that sort of thing. Gum disease is not something we think about a lot. When you have a problem with your teeth, you have them all yanked out and you put in, there are lots of different things you can do to replace your teeth. But problems of what goes on under your teeth and the roots, 14% increased risk for cancer. If you don't get some of those cysts that develop under your teeth, I had them when I was in my 40s. I had a cyst removed from under one of my teeth. And this, by the way, is not something, this is not just for women who've smoked. Smoking does really affect your gums big time. But there also is a problem with what you eat. A lot of sugary things in your mouth really raise hell, as you know, with your teeth and your gums. So even though they didn't connect the dots directly, what is known is that the cancers that are a part of the problem if you have gum disease, not only internal cancers, but melanoma cancers, that sort of thing. All right, 46 past the hour. Not a lot of razzmatazz and gimmicks here. This is the Good Day Health Hours are aimed at presenting you with information in a conversational way that you can hopefully absorb. Or if you are intrigued, you go to the sources, you get a little more information. You can always find out more by Googling this, that, or the other thing. Anything that Jack does at ForbiddenDoctor.com, you can certainly research that. Check out his website. But there are tons of things that may be in there you want more clarification on. It's your job. And it's kind of fun to know what's going on in your body, actually. I think it's a very important thing, but I like to know what's going on. It's nice to see and figure out how things function as they do. There's a new beer on the market, Jack, that is supposed to improve your gut health. It's called probiotic beer. Boosts the immune system and improves gut health. I didn't think that these things could live in alcohol, but apparently the main ingredient in this beer, which kills bacteria, beer does, the probiotic bacteria, was made in a kitchen where they were experimenting with different levels of hops and malt and alcohol, probiotics, that kind of stuff. It contains lactobacillus parasiti. I don't know what that means. Probably not important. So what do you make of this? What do you think?
Well, it depends, of course, on the strength of the alcohol in the drink. You can find bacteria. You can find bacteria in even some of the strongest forms of, well, liquors. The 80, is it 80 proof or 40? I forget. Whatever it is. And, yeah, there's a beer that I heard about in the Chicago area called Groot, G-R-U-T, that's made from herbs. Now, back in the Dark Ages, most of the good beers came from the monasteries, and apparently they still produce some good beer in Germany and parts of the Alps and things like that to this day. And what happened is when they would put herbs in beer, the herbs would stimulate health. And so when they found out, and this was the predominant church at the time, they had to get rid of herbs in the beer in order to kill the libido.
Wow.
And so to kill the libido of the congregation, they put in hops instead. And hops kills the libido, which is why a lot of heavy beer drinkers have this kind of a problem, not just a beer gut, but a decrease of libido. Now, there is a resurgence of what I guess you could call a healthier beer. Earlier we were talking about the dark German types of beers, but anytime you can see probiotics showing up in this stuff, when you can see herbs showing up in this stuff as beer anciently consisted of, it actually was a healthy drink. The problem is they just couldn't stop with one. And they would end up a stein or two, and then, of course, they start moving towards drunkenness, and that destroys the whole thing.
Yeah, right. Well, the components, it's all how everything is mixed together. But when you throw it all into your gut, it's going to be all mixed together anyway.
Well, and grains hurt. Suppress endocrine expression, unless they're fermented. And, of course, that's what you get with beer. You're going to get a fermentation of the grain. But grains as a whole are not good for the human being without being fermented first to start the pre-digestive process so your body can handle them.
Jack, in the thick of things, when it comes to your medical well-being, Dr. Jack Stockwell, paying attention to what's going on in your body here on Good Day Health at 50 minutes past the hour.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Our nation was founded by hardworking people who embraced the responsibility of raising their children and taking care of their families. People like my father. This is Reverend Derek McCoy, Executive Vice President at the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, also known as CURE. Dad grew up in poverty in the Deep South, one of four children just a generation removed from slavery. He worked hard at menial jobs to put himself through college. Dad understood the fundamental value of hard work. He lived that value out every single day for 35 years as a public school teacher, community leader, and most importantly, husband and father. He raised my sisters and me to work hard and to succeed. But today, 4 out of 10 children in urban areas are raised without fathers. As dads disappear from the home, children are 4 times at greater risk to live in poverty and learn to depend on welfare. That does not have to be the case. We can reverse the trend of absentee fathers and help children to embrace the ethic of work and responsibility. Let's work hard to instill this value in the next generation. Learn more at urbancure.org. That's urbancure.org.
Let's get involved in what's going on in the world of your health and well-being, courtesy of Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is here courtesy of the folks that bring you Super Beets. Super Beets, the performance-enhancing veggie. If there's anybody who is really strict about this, it's Jack, who's into making sure that whenever you need help, you get it naturally. Natural food and natural supplements. And this is a supplementation that is, it's all about eating clean anyway and putting good things into your body. There are no sugars, there's no processed crud and any of this. How do you like that for a technical, huh?
Crud.
Like
that,
no.
No crud.
Crud.
Yeah, surprising. Surprising how many things out there do have crud in them.
Yeah, you're
as
right.
A filler.
Yep. So yep. If you're a Spartan athlete, that is, you eat conservatively, doctors, I know a lot of doctors who are drinking Super Beets because it's clinically shown to improve heart health and stamina. So, Super Beets. Get your first supply. The 30-day free supply comes with your first order. You get it by going to DougLikesBeets.com or you dial 800-655-4183 or DougLikesBeets.com is a good place to go. All right. Let's get to some observations on Jack's part. There are a lot of people who are getting off of drugs and starting to puff away on medical cannabis. So it's costing the drug companies big time, right?
Oh, it's usually for large corporations, they can survive under most conditions until the cash flow begins to be affected. Mm-hmm. And the CBD oil, the cannabidiol, if it comes from hemp, it is legal in every state in the union, even though the DEA says it's not legal. And just as the psychoactive marijuana is now legal in many states, even though the DEA will have a lot of trouble with that. But I'm not talking about the psychoactive stuff. I'm talking about the oil that comes from the hemp plant. And I just had a patient, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, asking, you know, kind of sneaking around in the question, what do you think of this? How do you, without coming right out and saying, hey, we started using this, because you can buy it online. And I said, I haven't researched it to the depth I probably should before I would ever recommend it to a patient. However, the feedback I'm getting are people are moving off of their opioid-based drugs. They're moving off of anti-inflammatory-type drugs and taking a little bit of this oil every day, and it seems to be doing the job without the side effects. So it's beginning to be a threat to Big Pharma. They're having a lot of problems with this because more and more people are moving in that direction. And the good thing about it It's obtained from food, for one thing, but number two, it doesn't seem to have any side effects whatsoever.
So, under the circumstances, understanding the difference between hemp and marijuana is important. Hemp is something that's used for supplementation. A lot of hemp oil is used to cook. You make rope from hemp. Even clothing.
A lot of clothing. Yes, a lot of clothing from hemp.
Right, yeah. So the difference between that and marijuana is what? It's all the matter of degrees.
Oh, it's all the difference in the world. It's all hemp does not have THC in it.
No.
Whereas the marijuana plant does. But they're both in the same family. And the moving factor, as I was saying there a few moments ago, behind almost every decision that's made is cash flow. Mm-hmm. Does this sponsor cash flow or does this threaten cash flow? And it doesn't matter what the health of the people are. It doesn't matter.
It's a business.
It is a business. It's just like the water that's flowing through your pipes in your neighborhood to give you fresh water at your tap. Mary and I are going to be doing a podcast on that here shortly, maybe the next one, where we talk about the incredible level of chemicals that are now showing up in your drinking water and what you might want to do about it because it's affecting cash flow.
Yeah. We had this big fight here in Framingham, my town. We have local wells we're going to use, and the state sued us because we get off the state water program.
Oh, boy.
And spent $7 million trying to fight them. We want our own water, and they said, no, you can't because it'll screw up billing. I mean,
it's
billing the rest of the towns.
That's the healthiest water on the planet. Yep. Is clean well water.
Well water. Yep.
It has all the local minerals. It has all the local viral bacterial agents that your immune system needs to develop itself. If you have clean well water, you have the healthiest water you can get. But
check
it gets in the way of cash flow.
Jack's website for all these sorts of observations, and he mentioned his podcast. It's at theforbiddendoctor.com, forbiddendoctor.com. Jack Stockwell, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaqettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.